Today I want to start going through the Simanei HaSeder. Obviously each one of them could have a shiur or several shiurim in their own right. We don't have time for that, so we'll just flag up some of the key issues. So starting with Kadesh, the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafai and Bet Se'if Aleph says that Kiddush on Seder night is very different to Kiddush throughout the rest of the year, in the sense that the rest of the year you can make Kiddush early, you can make it from Plag HaMincha. On Seder night, even though you might have brought in Yom Tov earlier, nevertheless, Lo Yomar HaKiddush Ad She'tech Shach, you can't make Kiddush until it gets dark. As part of Kiddush, we make the bracha of Shechianu. The Achronim point out that the Shechianu is not only on the Yom Tov, but it's also on the mitzvot of the night, the Magid and the Matzah and the Maror. It's struck me that none of the Achronim suggest that one shouldn't speak unnecessarily between making Kiddush and eating the matzah, so there shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha of Shechianu and doing all the associated mitzvot. Maybe there would be some sort of hiddur in adhering to that, but I haven't seen anybody write it. Moving on to Urchatz, so the Taz in Siman Tafayin Gimel Sif Katan Vav is somewhat surprised that we're so makpid on doing Urchatz on Seder night and not throughout the rest of the year. The Gemara talks of a Masechet Pesach in the last perek, talks about Davar Shetibulo B'mashke, the notion of needing to wash one's hands, not only when one eats bread, but also for any food that's been dipped into a liquid. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch indicate that this is correct practice throughout the year. So the Taz says, yeah, the fact that we do it on Seder night proves that we hold that really we should be doing this, and we really ought to be careful about it throughout the year. The Netziv, in his introduction to the Haggadah Imrei Shefer, and others say that no, it's we follow the view of Tosfot that you don't have to do it throughout the year, and it's just on Seder night we do numerous things which are Zeicher LeMikdash to remind us of how the Pesach would have been celebrated in the times of Beit HaMikdash, and this extra fastidiousness about Tum and Tara would have been present in the days of Beit HaMikdash, so we recreate it on Seder night. The Chok Yaakov in Sifkatan Kafchet, he says the reason why we're particular about doing it on Seder night, again, we don't need to worry about doing it through the rest of the year, but we're makpid about it on Seder night because of the Heker, so that it should be clear that tonight is a special night and we're doing lots of different things. Based perhaps on the nafka minas between these reasons, the Taz who thinks we should always be doing it, and the Chok Yaakov who thinks that it's only should, because of a heker, there seems to be a machloket who needs to do the Urchatz. So in some families, everybody does it, and that fits in with what the Abu Dram says in his commentary to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, also what the Ritva says in his commentary. But there are others who say that in actual fact, it's only the Baal HaSeder, the person leading, who does it, because we only need a heker, we only need to see that something strange, something unusual is being done. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Tet Seif Gimel indicates that it's just the Baal HaSeder who washes and then distributes the karpas to everybody. And in the Haggadah Minchat Asher for Rav Osher Weiss, it says also that only he washes Urchatz and not everybody around the table. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrai Kodesh, Simon Lamed Tet, he brings down from the Rambam in Hilchot Chametz Umatz at the beginning of the 8th Perek, the Rambam says, the Notel Yadav, the person leading the Seder, washes his hands, V'ochel Kazayit huv'chol ha'masubinimo, and then he eats a Kazayit, him and everybody else. So that indicates also that it's just the Baal HaSeder who washes his hands. Everybody knows that we don't say a bracha on Urchatz. I say everybody except, of course, for the Vilna Gaon, who held that one does say a bracha on Urchatz, because he held that you say a bracha even for Tilat Yadayim, for Davar She'tibulo B'mashke. Coming on to the karpas, there's a machloket Rishonim about how much karpas one should eat. According to most Rishonim, you just need to eat a small piece of karpas, less than a kazayit, and in actual fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Tafai and Gimel Se'if Vav, that one should eat less than a kazayit, otherwise you get into problems of whether you should be saying a bracha achrona or not. However, the Rambam paskens that you eat a whole kazayit, because says there's a mitzvah to eat karapas, and there's never such thing as a mitzvah achila without a kazayit. The other Rishonim hold, no, it's just because of a heker, so it's not really a mitzvah achila. The Rambam says you have a kazayit, and that's also the practice and the ruling of the Vilna Gaon. When it comes to yachatz, we break the middle matzah. Again, we've got a point of machloket here. According to most Rishonim, it's before the Magid starts. According to the Rambam, it's after the Magid. It's before you make hamotzi, then you break the middle matzah into two. There's a question, though, which matzah it is that one breaks. According to the Machzor Vitri, it's echad min hamatzot, so any one of the matzot, the Rokeach says it should be the upper one. We follow the view of the Mordechai in the name of Rav Yah, that it's the middle one. The Maharil and the Achronim say that the larger part is put aside for the Afikoman, but Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Haggadah Shel Pesach Tamadat, he says nowadays our matzot are quite small and thin, and you want to make sure that the bracha of Al-Achilat Matzah, you've got a kazayit. So if you haven't got matzot which are big enough for two kazaitim, one for the Afikoman and one for the Motzi Matzah, then it's actually better to have the larger piece for Motzi Matzah and to put the smaller piece aside for the to put the smallest piece aside for the Afikoman. Ad kan.